I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And we greet you amidst all that takes place in the world. At such a time as this, you and I have been brought into the earth to serve the purposes that the Father has for us while we're here. And this life is in part about your own journey and your own experiences and your walk with Him, but it also is in part fulfilling the larger purposes that God is doing in the earth through those that are linked and connected to Him. And those that are part of the vine, those that are part of His creation in the earth, on the earth, at such a time as this. So, that being the case, how now do you live? Well, one thing that we always need to keep in mind and keep reminding each other of, because of the fact that you are surrounded by a very strong indoctrinating force that the enemy puts out there to control your mind, control your thought processes, to try to get you to think a particular way, we have to keep reminding you and bringing you back to the point that that this life is about God. This life is about the Father. This life is about Him and being led by Him and following His direction and His leading for you. Your experience in the earth. And this is unique between you and Him. I know so many times people keep trying to get everybody wrapped up in a collective, into a collective experience, but the reason for that is so that they can control you. When the Spirit of God is there and when He's leading and guiding you, you will just notice a resonance and an ability just to connect with other people that are on that same page. And you know kind of where you need to be in the nature of that friendship, relationship, whatever it may be, just because the Spirit is quickening you. That is the one that we all, okay, if we're all different parts of the body, every part in the body receives the messages that come from the head. And that's how every part in the body knows what it needs to do. So if you have two hands that are going to clap together, one hand is able to clap with the other hand because the body sends the message, or the head sends the message to both parts of the body to clap. And so one hand comes together, the other hand comes together, and they meet right there. And so often things that happen in the body of Christ are like that. God will move different pieces here and there for His purposes. He will quicken them to be in the right place at the right time, in step, and He will show people, here's what you need to do in order to fulfill the reason that I have for you and the purpose I have for you right now and the reason that you are on the earth. So the child of God doesn't need the collective. The child of God has his or her provision, protection, direction, understanding, and quickening that comes from the Lord. Now, the reason that we remind each other of the truth is because the world will continue to tell you the lie, will continue to try to indoctrinate you, because in doing so, it's able to, if it can get you to believe the lie, just like it did with Eve back in the garden, if it can get you to believe the lie, then through your free will consent, it's able to access your soul and to extract from you your power, your life force, your who you are, and it uses that to then continue to build the slave system, the prison planet, all those other things that are there. The enemy uses that free will consent, but it requires your free will giving over to that in order to be able to access that out of you. Again, the world has no life in itself, but it needs to access that through the children of God. So let's go really quick, Revelation chapter 17. And I'm just going to start reading at verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, come, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names and blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and Abominations of the Earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. Okay, and it goes on from here for a little bit. But one point that I want to draw out of this, verse 6, and said, And when I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Now, when God's talked about Mystery Babylon before, also is referred to in you, is all the blood of the saints and the prophets. Now, the system itself has been set up to, basically, it is obsessed with God. It's obsessed with truth. It's obsessed with that, to be that which is against God. And to destroy, and has worked very hard to destroy the children of God, to destroy those that are belong to Him. So, again, the system will seek to seduce you in. If it can't seduce you in, will seek to crush you or to destroy you. And if it can't crush you and destroy you, then it will just seek to marginalize you and push you to the outer extremes, to the outer banks where nobody can hear you, so to push you out into the wilderness in some place where your voice will not have an impact, where your work, where your labors will be to be, as they would say, soft killed, you know, to put you out of some place where you are minimized as a threat to them and to their system. And the woman that was drunken with the blood of the saints, well, why is she drunk on the blood of the saints? Well, part of it is that there's the life that's in, the life is in the blood. Okay, so if you don't have blood in your body, you have no life in your body. So if somebody bleeds out, you know, so say a vein or an artery is cut, you know, in an accident. Well, if the person bleeds out, a person can die very quickly without blood, because the life is in the blood. So the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints. The life of the saints is what the system of the world uses and extracts and works to extract. And it's, and also with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, those that have died for truth, those that were the ones that have followed Christ Jesus, and that system that has been going and going and going and going and perpetuating itself, has perpetuated itself and built itself all the way back from the garden by extracting the life out of those that are connected to the vine. Because the world and the world system has no life in it. So the way that it works is it has to extract life out of you. Now, what did Jesus say to you? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, I'm just trying to remember that scripture right now, but more in depth on that one. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Most of the children of God don't know this is what's going on. And the churches, quote unquote, have done a tremendous disservice to the children of God by, and they've basically been co-opted by the enemy, like was foretold by Paul in Acts chapter 20. They've done a tremendous disservice by what they've done is that they've told the children of God that have stumbled into their churches looking for help and looking for some sort of relief, they've told them, you need to buy into the world, into the world system. You need to be a good little boy, a good little girl, and go do your part in that system and fall in line and come back here and give us your 10%. So they've taken the blood money they in order to betray the truth. I mean, how else do you want to call it? Because when you look at the scriptures, when you read the scriptures, what's been taking place has not been what's going on there. When you look at what God has put in place, it's not been what's going on there. Why is it that the woman is drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs and of Jesus? Blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And it's an amazing thing. Now, here's the other side of this too. Let's go to verse 12 of the same chapter. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And these have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Now, you know, with all the doom and gloomers that have been running around out there, who's been reading verse 14? They shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. You know, I think probably every time we've had an audio in recent years, we've always opened it up with, you know, who Christ Jesus is, to remind you of this fact, that all that takes place in the earth, that the one that is above, the one that is sovereign, the one that is over it all, is Christ Jesus. And when you come into an understanding of that, you also then begin to understand the power that's within you. When you understand the power that's within you, and you begin to move in that power, now the world can't lock you down, because you realize who you are. You know, there's a story of a circus where there's a baby elephant, and the baby elephant, when he was first brought there, they took a stake and they wrapped something around his ankle, a chain around his ankle, and then stuck the stake into the ground, and the baby elephant couldn't move because that stake was there, and so he would pull on it and he would tug and just wouldn't be able to move. And he would keep trying to pull and pull and pull until eventually he stopped trying. And then, as time went on, if somebody wanted to, in the circus, wanted to keep that baby elephant in the same place, all he did was just put the stake in the ground. Wouldn't even have to put it in very hard. And the baby elephant just knew that if he tried to pull on it, nothing would happen. He wouldn't be able to do it. But the elephant continued to grow, and eventually became a full-grown elephant that could easily have the strength to move away from that stake in the ground at any time. But because in his mind he believed that stake had the power to keep him in place, he would stay there. If somebody would just put it in the ground just even a little bit, because he had learned not to try. And the world does that kind of thing to you. It wants to keep you stuck in the circus of this world. And it's continued to try to get you to believe and to buy into the lie. Have you even tested it? Have you even tried? Where God says, look, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Being the things that you need, being the things that you need to continue forward in the journey. Have you even tried? Have you even sought God first and put yourself out there to see, will he be true to that promise? Because anyone that has seen the truth of that God will take care of his people. And he will watch over them, and he will give them what they need to carry them through the journey. And that is how you, as a child of God, walk through the wilderness for 40 years without taking the resources necessary with you to go into that. God has a way of sustaining and taking care of his people. God has a way of leading and guiding them. God has a way of watching over them. God has a way of setting the direction. But when the children of God are not on his page, they're also in a dangerous place, and they're also very, very vulnerable and very susceptible to the life that God has put within them to be extracted by the world and the world system that takes advantage of your ignorance and your lack of understanding and your being positionally out of step. Listen, if you're positionally in the wrong place, you are vulnerable. If you are positionally in the wrong place, you're much more susceptible to the wiles of the enemy. But if you are on track with God, and if you're being led by the Spirit, and this is between you and Him, mind you, no one's going to regulate this for you. They shouldn't. They shouldn't be trying to regulate this for you, I should say. A lot of people will try to control you, but they shouldn't be doing that. It should be, if the Spirit of God is leading you, if something is off, He will show you. If something needs to change, He will tell you. If you are truly being led by His voice, then He's going to show you. And otherwise, then you just keep going, keep moving, keep walking with Christ. But if you're doing that, you are now in a place where you are strong, powerful, on track, in step. And now the Spirit can flow through you unhindered. And what God wants to do with you is He wants to pour you out according to His plan and purpose, as compared to what the enemy wants to do, which is to siphon you off, to put you in a little box, to get you stuck in a spot, and then to siphon the life out of you so that they can get drunk on your life. So they can get drunk on that which is within you. So that they can co-create their whore system, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots. So they want to replicate, because it's a mother, they want to replicate that system over and over and over again and expand that system. And there's people that play in that system and in that game. But you, brothers and sisters, that's not who you are. You are a child of light. You are a child of truth. You were made and designed and destined to be here for God's purposes, not theirs. For God's reason, not theirs. So the exit is Christ Jesus. The exit and the way off the wheel is Jesus Christ. The way out of this system is Christ Jesus. He's the door. He's the gate. He's the way out. You know, no one comes to the Father but by Him. So if you want off of this, there's only one way out, and that is Jesus Christ. He's the propitiation for our sins. He's the one that pays the price in His blood. And it's a gift that you need to receive so that you can move forward and you can move out. And it also, He also gives you, as His Spirit quickens you, He gives you the power to put to death everything in your life that is not of Him, and He gives you the power to live the life that He's called you to live. So all of that is there in Him. So you're not going to have it any other way. That's just the access point. That's just how it is. Now you can go through and you can go and try to do this life other ways and do a lot of things under your best efforts, but my gosh, you know, why not just go the full way with Him and do it His way? So it comes down to lordship. It comes down to a kingdom. You know, and the world and the world system is a kingdom. You know, it's under the prince of the power of the air, and it extracts power and life, and it has a very strong hierarchy that it uses, and people have to fall within their place within that hierarchy, kiss the boots of the person above them, and treat horribly the people that are below them. They need to lord over each other in that system. It's a really ugly, nasty thing. Whereas for the children of God that are in the kingdom of light and truth, you know, we just have one head, who's Christ, and we follow Him. And it's beautiful the way that we work with one another in that space. So I much prefer what I have in the kingdom of God. And I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that I could ever ask or think. So we're in that mode. And so now, you know, we've moved past a lot of things in our own walk, in our own journey. And as we're continuing forward, we're making certain things known. Now it's the time to just kind of step up our game while we're here and carry out the reasons for which God has had us in the earth. Because there are reasons here. There are assignments. There are things that God would have to be done. And He wants His children also in this paradigm, in a natural body, to be His human agents, to carry out as His ambassadors in this paradigm His will and plan and purpose. And that's what we're doing here. So we need to do that. So that's, it requires some vigilance, it requires some some awareness and understanding, it requires some discipline, because hey, that's what a disciple is, a disciplined person. It requires some of these things. So this is, you know, instead of allowing the world just to program your brain to get you to bellyache, no, forget all of that. You know, you are not a victim. You're an overcomer in Christ Jesus. And you've been given the victory. And you even know that even though the enemy tries to make war with the Lamb, the Lamb shall overcome. And so how do you overcome? Well, remain in Him. Let His words remain in you. You'll bear much fruit. If you remain in Him, you are in the places. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. There's so much there. There's so much in this word and in the truth and in the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit that you need, and that is there for you so that you know where your victory is. So do that. Do that. Move in that. And realize and recognize where the enemy of your soul is coming from. And that basically, the enemy has nothing, no power over you. No height nor depth, no power, no principality, no angel, no devil. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. The enemy wants you to, of your free will, to walk away from that. But the enemy cannot take you from that. The strength and the power, the greater one, greater is He that lives in us than he that's in the world. You've got that. Move in that. All right. Hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. God bless you. Yeah. All right. Hey, we love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.